Coming up next is Kristen Fontana's Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology, here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Listening to Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is Kristen Fontana, your host, and I'm here with Rose Marcus from Vancouver, Canada, as we take a look at the transits coming in the next month. So I'd like to welcome Rose back to Guiding Stars. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Kristen.
We've been together every month for many years now, and gosh, you know, it just heats up. More, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just my favorite thing to do.
It is. I look forward to it too.
Favorite people on the planet.
Oh my goodness, ditto. Yeah. So we do love being together because as evolutionary astrologers, you know, we're out on our own working with all the people that are needing a light shined on the path, and so it's nice to come together and share our thoughts and what we're seeing in the cosmos to help support everybody. And I really do learn so much from you every time we come together.
It certainly is a thick period of time, that's
yeah.
for sure. I just want to mention before we go on to our program today that I am going to teach a beginner course starting on September 23rd via webinar. It'll be an 8-week class, so if anybody out there wants to get a little bit of a foundation going, make contact with me, and you can find out more through my website.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, Rose, you just recorded a Mars retrograde webinar.
I did.
Not long ago. It was excellent. I listened to it, loved it. And so how can they access that?
There's a link on my website, and also for listeners out there, our EA Zoom platform, which Kristen and I are both active on, and Guiding Stars is there, and you are doing a brilliant series right now, and I'm going to join you on Saturday for it. You can find it out, find it through there.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited. Natural Astrology is a webinar series where Stacey Pazur and I were talking about looking at all the archetypes from a natural perspective and pulling in all the evolutionary astrologers that we respect and love. And so we've got quite a conglomeration of people joining us, and we've already reached Virgo, which we'll be recording and we'll be live on Saturday. All of them up until Virgo, from Aries to Virgo as of this weekend, will be they're available on YouTube under the EA Zoom banner there. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me. And so what we're doing, which is extra, I think, special, is that we're looking at every planet that may be in Virgo or the sixth house. For example, maybe you're not a sun sign in Virgo, but you've got a moon in Virgo, or maybe you have Saturn in Virgo, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to have each one of these planets in Virgo or the sixth house. And we've done that for the first five signs so far, and we're going to do the whole zodiac.
Yeah, it's just a brilliant series. And, it's a whole movement in EA, and it's just so wonderful that we get to share in this way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, as I said, Mars is going to be retrograde in Aries, and Rose did a webinar on this for you to get more in depth with it, listening to that at your leisure. But today we will address that a little bit probably further on, but that retrograde starts on September 9th. There's more to say, though, before we get to the 9th of September. But I'm already feeling it. We can already feel Mars starting to slow down.
Oh, I think so. And Mars has been traveling through Aries for the past couple of months since the beginning of July. And so we have kind of three sections of that Mars transit. Mars in Aries right through until September 9. It's going to turn retrograde to November 13. And it's going to continue on in Aries until January. So it's a very long time for Mars to be traveling through its natural sign. So it certainly is firing things up. Things have been fired up. I mean, you know, there's just so much going on the planet all the time. I don't know about you, Kristen, but I feel overwhelmed. Don't you feel like it's just bombarding constantly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it feels definitely like the walls caving in.
Yeah.
But that's because, and there's a reason for it. I mean, it can be so literal. So Mars is in Aries, but it's squaring Saturn. And it's going to feel, it is going to be squaring Saturn for the next easily 6 weeks. Because what's happening is Saturn's retrograde. Mars is direct, but Mars is about to move retrograde. And then Saturn moves direct. So in the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks, you know, we're all within this orb of influence. And the way we can see it is that, you know, Mars is really the planet of war, you know, in its shadow. But as my forecast said this week, you know, what's worth fighting for? And
yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's important to go to war, whether you're going to war over the pandemic. We are at war with the pandemic. With a virus we're at war with, excuse me. And we are at war within our politics because, I mean, there's clearly an enormous divide. And so it's intense. And, I mean, I'm really feeling like, obviously, it's just going to be a wild fall. And I guess that's not fall in the Southern Hemisphere.
You know, it's just like that Mars-Saturn, you know, it is getting slammed up against the wall. You know, like,
yeah.
How much more of mm-hmm. this needs to go on before, you know, the plug gets pulled somewhere along the way, you know? And that was with the shooting with Jacob
yeah.
Black, is it?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but...
Yeah, and the NBA protests that canceled the games over the past couple of days, you know, it's like something more has to go on. And that's exactly Mars turning direction with all of the Capricorn energy that we have. You know, right now we have four major planets traveling through Capricorn. And they are the big three, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And we also have Pallas Athena. All four are currently on retrograde tours. And between the beginning of September, the next 5 weeks, and the first week of October, all four of those planets are going to finish their retrograde cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Capricorn archetype, Capricorn's the archetype of reality, right? You know, it's a structure of consciousness. You know, it is how we are judging things, how we are rationalizing things, you know, how we are accepting the reality as is. And when it goes retrograde, you know, that system is on a major breakdown. You know, it's a deconstruct and a reconstruct. That's the way I've been talking about it, you know. So as all these planets have been in retrograde, it's a whole breakdown. See a whole breakdown of that, the rationales for perpetuating anything in the way that we have that no longer serves, right?
Yeah.
So so this is with Mars right now triggering all of that and having surpassed right today, it's already surpassed Pallas, it's already surpassed Jupiter, it's already surpassed Pluto, and it's now aligned with Saturn by that trigger point here. You know, each one of these are locking something in that is setting a momentum into play. We still haven't quite figured out what the next steps are on that, but it's going to take us some time to work that out, right?
Yes. I personally have had a lot of clients that have been struggling in their relationships, you know, marriages that are finally, you know, partners being served. It's just like that something running its course kind of thing. I mean, literally, even in the last few days, there's been like three or four. It's been crazy. But also, obviously, if something has run its course, it's an important thing to move on. not to just drag it into your future if it's not benefiting either one of you anymore. And nobody likes to feel that experience of insecurity, right, even if it's painful.
Well, and, you know, Mars is all about courage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do this. It's just human nature. We keep perpetuating, right? You know, and we're not happy. We're not satisfied. It isn't working, but we keep going. And that's kind of a, you know, it's a piece of insanity, really, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it is true.
So Mars has been stoking the fire to get to this breaking point, and it
mm-hmm.
certainly needs to be a breaking point if we are perpetuating the kind of reality that, you know, allows for an officer to shoot somebody seven or eight times in the back.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then what happens on top of that is the triggering of that. I actually have pulled away from the news as of recently. Maybe that's my Mars-Saturn. I'm always watching the news, and I've just really been pulling away from it because I'm just so tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the riots have produced a 17-year-old who's now charged with murder, right?
Right.
You know, so it's like heaping, you know, one tragedy on top of another. People, this has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that guy still alive?
Yes, he's still alive, going
he's
to
paralyzed,
be paralyzed.
Right? Yeah.
And what I heard was is that they've taken out most of his intestines and some other organ. And so, I mean, he's going to have a very, very debilitated life.
But,
you know, the other trauma people, well, I mean, it's just traumatizing for me sitting over here in a different country, but, you know, let alone the three young kids that were sitting in the car while
oh
that was
gosh, gone. Oh, gosh, that's horrific.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, whenever we see transits like this, we just see evidence of it everywhere, collectively or in our own lives. I mean, we all get triggered by things. Fears get triggered. You know, we are really, yeah, the courage is being summoned, needs to be summoned at a time like now. I remember I was listening to the convention, the Democratic convention last week, and I heard Biden say something in it, and I think it's a Martin Luther King quote about, if you're silent, you're complicit. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you're not, whether it's, you know, just not stepping in and saying how you feel or doing something about it, seeing something happen, not saying something about it, and it's just been really getting under my skin since I heard that, and really in a good way. Just really taking that into to another level. And, of course, all the Black Lives Matter movement is just a reaction to just hundreds of years of, you know, abuse, frankly. You know, and it's just like a coiled spring that finally was going to snap. So here we are. So there's a lot going on. We've got, you know, racial movements and pandemics and the politics of the time. This November election, for sure, the most important election in this country since I've been alive, bar none.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Aries is an archetype that, you know, we always talk about brute force and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, another part of Aries is just stark honesty, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, I have a Libra moon, so, you know, I don't like to be honest too often. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but rather glaze over it and, you know, and swallow it and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But there's something here. We're just calling a spade, like just, you know, knowing where on the parameters you stand, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
like it might hurt to begin with, like ripping the bandage off, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just do it all at once, get it all over with, state your case and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, so that idea of silence is complicity, right? You know, that thought that went along with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what do we have? We've got Mars. Well, Mars comes all the way through the sign of Aries, stops, you know, almost at the last degree on the ninth, but it's slowing down. So, for example, as I said, it is slowing down. It is at almost 27 degrees of Aries right now. I think it only gets to 28 and change
right.
by the ninth. So, you know, pretty much all of September, it's very in a very similar place that it is in now. Very close still to the square to Saturn. And so
Well, you know, through the transit almost all the way through Aries to complete, you know, that Mars has given us a great length of time to get triggered, you know, to experience. Mars in Aries is all about the experiential track, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so there's been a necessity for us to gather up that experiential so that we have enough information to process when Mars turns retrograde, right? You know, so and I always say that we have, and we're in the month of Virgo, by the way, too. And again, Virgo is an anxiety-producing archetype, which Capricorn also is, right? You know, so these two planetary energies working together, the four planets that are retrograde right now, Sun moving through Mercury, moving through Virgo, and Mercury is also in Virgo through this first week and through a full moon, which launches September. But, you know, here's the whole point of all that is that, you know, Mars moving through almost the entire sign, that experiential, we have to gather up enough experience or enough triggers to set the program into play that will allow for the change, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the anxiety piece of Virgo and the and, you know, all of that Capricorn stuff is about making it real and making sure that there's sufficient drive or momentum or pain and punishment, perhaps, in order to get the job done, right? You know, that's what I see with a kind of the way that conglomerate has been taking place. And, you know, it's another interesting thing because Venus and Mars are traveling along this year. Venus had a retrograde earlier in the year, and now Mars is going to take a retrograde. And the two have been working their way along together in terms of their checkpoints, working with Neptune. And Neptune and this full moon that we have launching the month on September 1st in Pisces. Pisces is a collective archetype, you know, it is mass consciousness. This is why we're all tuned into the same things. You're doing whatever you're doing in your personal life. I'm doing whatever I'm doing in my personal life. But it's reverberating through the entire collective in terms of change is afoot and change is necessary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else is going on that day?
Oh, the full moon on the 1st of September, mm-hmm. It's really quite set up in a very unique way. First of all, you know, of course, it's a sun-moon opposition, moon in Pisces, and we have on that day, let's see here. We have the Sun trining Uranus, which is in retrograde, and we have Venus opposing Saturn, which is in retrograde, and we have we have Mercury in trine to Saturn as well too. Mercury trines Saturn before the full moon, and Mercury trines Pluto just after the full moon. So we have Venus and Saturn bringing us to a threshold, to a, you know, it's the start of the school season, you know, it's bringing us to an official deadline or, you know, new start or what have you, you know, and of course the whole school season is starting under this full moon in Pisces, you know, do we send the kids back to school or don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's still bringing a lot of question mark in terms of how to play it next and what the parameters are of anything. But Venus opposing Saturn brings us to some kind of conclusion or some kind of, feels to me like this full moon, although there's still a lot of nebulousness and still a lot of unknown category, a lot of uncertainty. There are certain things that are being picked out, you know, as the reality. So Venus and Saturn in opposition bring that one piece in. I love Sun trine the Uranus piece of that,
mm-hmm.
because that allows for a creative solution. It allows for something to be corrected. You know, it gives some new options. It's great for out-of-the-box thinking or for some synchronicity to come in that is very helpful. And Mercury in Virgo to Saturn as well, too. So there's some productivity. So Venus and Saturn can point out the one productive thing or the thing that should be finished or the thing that should be started or, you know, it brings it to that kind of reality trigger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually like this full moon because, and I always feel, you know, with this season here in September, it's always got that feel, I think, the Virgo month of, I'm ready to get back to it.
Totally, yeah.
You know, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves. It's time to get to work. I'm in agreement. I will do the work now. What is it that needs to be fixed? What is it? Where do I need to put my effort?
Uh-huh.
Needs to be repaired? What haven't I done yet? All those kinds of statements, right?
Exactly. It's so true.
Yeah.
And I use the word fall, and I realize if someone's listening from Australia, it's not fall there coming up here, spring.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite time of year, too, and I think that's because of that. I mean, just getting organized and just, well, I like the seasons changing or feeling like they're changing.
Yeah, I mean, to clean up.
Exactly. I do have a sixth house sun. I know you have a sixth house Pluto, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just clearing the clutter and clearing whether it's your inner space or your outer space, but just moving out what you don't want, what's in the way of your own growth, the obstacles, the stuff. So it might be emotional stuff or inner stuff, or it could be literal physical stuff and dealing with the loose threads of things. Okay, so we have a lot more to share about the transits end of August into September 2020. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right.
right, we have returned. I'm here with Rose Marcus discussing the transits for late August, September 2020. And just before the break, we were talking about the full moon in Pisces on September 1st. And there's definitely some energy that reflects, I feel, movement. Sometimes the full moons, you know, we can be really feeling things emotionally, but there's also this energy around change and breakthroughs and getting on with things. The other thing I wanted to mention, that I was kind of whining about Mars square Saturn. It definitely can be one of those transits where you, of course, we're feeling limited in our life, in our world. There's a lot of things we can't do or see or watch or experience, whether it's concerts or sports or what have you. But what I'm also really feeling good about is, you know, right now at least, and this will be true through the retrograde, is that Mars is forming beautiful aspects to the nodal axis. So the past is the south node. It's in Sagittarius, which is also a fire sign, so it's trining the south node and sextiling the north node in Gemini. So while there's stress and there's things that might feel difficult in places, or you may feel limited in other ways, Mars is absolutely in a position of strength and support to pull you into your future as well, even as you slow down. And the nodes are emotional points. They're symbols that connect to, this is the south node of the moon, so how you're feeling emotionally and what that Mars is doing for you emotionally, I think, is really important. And that's, you know, when we're feeling better and we're feeling movement, then we can get on with things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, that Mars Saturn is really an energy drain as well, too, which
I've been
experiencing quite a lot. But do what you can do as you can do it, and know that somewhere you'll pull it out of some place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's lovely aspects that connect with that full moon over the first few days of the month. And Pisces is an exposure archetype. It's a, you know, it reveals something. So you may be going along and not seeing something, and all of a sudden that Venus-Saturn opposition and all the rest of the supporting transits around that full moon illuminate something for you. That's what a full moon does. You know, mm-hmm. something that you didn't see or hadn't fully recognized or hadn't really fully given your attention to, and pop, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't the timing on that really good? You know,
mm-hmm.
So know that that takes place. And as we reach the end of this first week, there is a Venus Mars square. So that Venus-Mars square precedes Mercury's in Virgo until the 5th, and Venus is in Cancer until the 6th. Both transits are moving forward. Venus moves into Libra on Saturday, the 5th, and Venus moves into Leo on the 6th.
You mean Mercury moves into Libra?
I'm sorry. Mercury moves into Libra on the 5th, and Venus moves into Leo on the 6th. So just coming through this full moon, you know, what might be illuminated is that you have to take some action, just as you were saying earlier, those difficult relationship decisions and so forth. You know, that Venus-Mars on the 4th of September can help you to surpass whatever that blockage is and to take action and move forward in a way that is self-honoring. And again, it's Mars in Aries is about what you need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you getting back in touch with your own essential needs, what's best for you. Mars in Aries is about putting your own needs first,
mm-hmm.
right, which a lot of times is looked at from the outside as being selfish, right?
Right.
You know? And this might be a timetable to put healthy, positive ego first, which is, what do I need and what's best for me,
mm-hmm.
right, you know?
So normally, you think, oh, that's going to be uncomfortable, that's going to not going to feel great, or potentially, right? But you see, also, I mean, because they're both obviously in stress to Saturn still, but Mercury in Virgo, which rules the North Node, will still be forming a nice trine to that Saturn. So it's like, it makes me feel a little bit like... you know, that energy, that Virgo energy where you just have to put yourself in motion, put yourself in the direction that you want to go. I mean, the sun's in Virgo, Mercury's in Virgo. Sometimes you can just feel stuck or emotionally not in a great place because, you know, this Saturn transit's really kind of weighing heavy for a lot of people. But sometimes the best medicine is just moving.
Right.
And just, it doesn't mean you have to get it all done in a day or have to, you know, deal with the whole thing right now. It's just about at least feeling like you're, what is that expression, just start something and you're halfway there.
Yeah,
something like that.
Exactly. You know, I always say, like, you know, if you don't know what to do, you know, get on the computer and plunk in a couple of words and see what pops out. And the next thing that happens is 6 hours go by and and you're gone, right? You know, that's exactly it. Just get started on something. Yeah, sometimes we have to move the mind out of the way and take the action. And Mars in Aries is all about action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that leads to the next action. So, yeah, that's the informing forming part of that. Mercury in Libra will continue until the 27th of September, and it is about you looking to establish a better equilibrium for yourself, a better balance, you know. And so that should provide some assistance there.
You know, I maybe just right before that period, the 27th of September, this might be working backwards a little bit, so Venus will be in Leo, almost exactly trining Mars, forming a grand trine, actually, with the south node and Sag in that Mars. I like that little window right there. And in fact, I even like a few days before that when Mercury will be, when Mercury in Libra will be
opposing Mars, right?
It opposes Mars, but it also trines the North Node. Every time we see something in stress to Mars, there's like seems like there's another angle that's activating the nodes in a favorable way. So it's mixed, right? But it's very much about if you make the effort, if you get into the ring, then, you know, there's going to be some kind of progress or potential, you know, movement that you're seeking, clearing a hurdle, essentially.
Well, you know, and this is exactly, I think you and I are on the same page with what the month ahead is about. There's so much shifting of gears in this month ahead, and there's so much facilitation out of the stars that it is going to help to reposition whatever it is that you have going on for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing it as being productive. There are some things that need to shift and change within you and externally.
Yeah.
You know, when Mars turns retrograde, you can't push what isn't coming naturally. You know, you can't force something if it isn't happening. Sometimes Mars will hold you back from being able to initiate to go forward. Normal course, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever it is, the way that you've been doing it. But there's so many other supportive transits that are allowing you to pull back from there, to do the regroup that is necessary, and to find different avenues to move yourself forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I definitely notice about the next month. That feels unusual because there's a lot of faster movers that are constantly moving, like your Mercury, your Venus, the sun, like faster moving energies that can support the transition. Like even when you're talking about the stress of Mars and Venus earlier, I think September 4th around there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mercury on that same day is, and the 5th is sextiling Venus. So it's Mercury in Virgo. Like I mentioned, it's like if you have the courage to take care of the stuff you don't want to or to have the conversations you don't want to have, like there's absolutely a way through whatever it is. And you'll be better for it. It'll free you up. Emotionally and otherwise. So don't be afraid of what doesn't feel good, you know, because there's definitely a way to make it better with these trends coming up. All right, we'll be right back after the break.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green, Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's K-R-I-S-T-I-N Fontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of Evolutionary Astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green School of Evolutionary Astrology, where it will assist you in answering and your clients answering big questions. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Rose Marcus discussing transits for late August, September of 2020. And just before the break, we were talking about the fact that even though there's some oppressive energy out there, there's a lot of resources that we have, energetic resources to benefit our efforts. And so it's not like it's all bad. There's plenty of energy to pull from that can make something better than you thought.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of what we're doing right now, you know, nothing is really new. I mean, we do have Mars going through Aries. It's about operating in some kind of new way. Mars retrograde is a personal regroup time. It is a time frame to pull back and to check in with yourself again. You know, when Mars is retrograde in Aries, there are new impulses and new instincts that the soul is creating. This is the soul on a pullback here, attempting to realign personal will and soul will, right? And to get back so that you are in accord with your soul and your soul's desires for your own evolution. So it really pays to pull back and to spend some really good quality time in introspection and doing your own thing and, you know, spending some time to yourself. You know, it's all that kind of peace. And also, too, I think to try to disengage from frustration and anger. You know, because that overrides, you know, when you are angry or frustrated, you know, all you can do is think about the target.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you kind of miss the point, right? You know, you put yourself kind of out there and you think about that thorn or whatever that, you know, that thing is that's bugging you, you know. Instead of kind of pulling it back in and trying to sort out for yourself what feels good, you know, what feels, you know, what is more immediate in terms of you, me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kind of say it that way. And once you do that, you kind of regroup that piece of it, that target isn't so caustic, right? Mm-hmm. You know, changes the whole. This is what all retrograde patterns are about, right? You know, to lift and separate, as I always say. Mm. But when you come back to center, you change the vibration between you and it. And when you go back to it, it's changed already because you've changed, right? Mm-hmm. Your position has changed.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how just one increment can completely alter everything.
So true. And, you know, the way to understand that is like if, let's just say hypothetically that, you know, you're a musician or you're singing and you're off key just a little bit, it can just make the whole thing sound horrible, right?
Right.
Or, you know, an artist is using just the wrong color blue for something, and it's like, ah, that does not look right. And yet when I think about the retrograde, they can really be like a tuning fork because they're having you pull back. You say lift it, separate, I like that. But it's like you're pulling back, you're slowing down, you're getting more of a view, and it allows you to be more in harmony with yourself, to get back, as you say, to your center. And so it's the same thing. And when you are able to get to that right pitch as a singer and the song, everything comes together all of a sudden. The same thing can happen for your own life as you make your own adjustments, which is a very Virgo thing, you know, making necessary adjustments in your life right now. And I think the number one thing with Mars square Saturn, we can all feel like we've got so much going, or maybe we've just put things on our plate that we want done, that it's important to, you know, start your day doing something for yourself, whether it's a meditation, some yoga, a walk, just to kind of get the good vibes flowing, you know, something that you can feed yourself with some positive energy and get things moving in a direction that's uplifting. That's for you. And so that is really important instead of, you know, so much work with Virgo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I had my neighbor knock on the door the other day, and she's one of these people. She's got a heart of gold, but she's a fighter. So she's going to argue about everything, you know. And there's something going on in a little forest up the street, you know, and she's determined. And, you know, and I think, like, she calls causticness to herself because, you know, she's automatically grouchy, grumpy.
Nobody wants to be around grouchy.
Yeah, you know, and so you meet aggression with aggression, right? You know, and I always say that just try a smile. You know, you go out there and you're out and about and you smile at somebody, they smile back at you, and it's a whole different scenario,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, a whole different scenario.
Yeah.
You know, Venus, and this is a point with Mars turning retrograde as well, too. Venus enters Leo on September 6th, and it stays in Leo till the beginning of October. And Venus in Leo, again, you know, that's about what makes you happy and what makes you shine and what you love and what brings you joy and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It brings, again, it's another statement of placing self back at center. And this is arcing over that Mars on that pullback from that automatic pilot of being triggered and keeping on the hamster wheel and you know, and acting without a forethought and, you know, just keeping on the same kind of dial-up that you're always on, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. So Mars stations retrograde on September 9, and Jupiter stations direct on September 12th. So they're in very, very close proximity.
Mm.
And, you know, that kind of switch pattern over a couple of days, when a planet turns retrograde, it slows down in its orbit before it changes direction, and then it slows, it picks up speed to continue on its process. So Mars is just, you know, right around there, these two combined together. I think that's quite good because Jupiter is the planet of envisioning, it's the planet of truth, right? You know, and it's the planet of facing the reality honestly, right? The two of these transits together are giving the opportunity to lay some honest groundwork for yourself.
Right.
I think that they're quite pinpointing. I love the fact that the two are quite close together in their switch patterns, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when Jupiter's retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, you know, there's a lot that you might have been holding on to or pressing or storing, right, as it relates to what's true for you, or resisting, and the retrograde, Jupiter moves direct, and Mars moves retrograde, you know, I think there's an ability for you to lay it down. For you to really just kind of let it out, lay it down, set it free. There you go. Set it loose, and set it free. Let it go. Like, just all the energy that we hold on to that really ultimately just wears us down or makes us sick. You know, it's just an opportunity to be free of it. Burdens that we carry for whatever reason. So I really feel like it's an opportunity to restore some vital energy this fall.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with our final segment.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding genes that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Genes has done extensive research, and they have genes that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next Evolutionary Astrology School, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, we've returned, Rose Marcus and I. We are sharing this last segment for our transit show for the month. And gosh, you know that Jupiter direct Mars retrograde, I had this vision of the changing of the guards in London. You know, like, right? Oh, man.
It's a very apt vision of that. I just wanted to say that, I don't know whether I said this earlier, but Pallas Athena turns direct on September 3rd. Jupiter turns direct on September 12th. Saturn turns direct on September 28th. And Pluto turns direct on October 4th. Each one of those are like setting a paving stone into place, all in the sign of Capricorn. All the Capricorn energies that we've had over the past couple of months are ending. And that Jupiter turning direct is like, you know, being able to stand on a more solid platform. Each one of those are like a cornerstone put in place. So it's one at a time, something goes clunk, you know, something sets into place. Capricorn direct, now starting to pour the cement for a new foundation for us to take forward from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm liking what I see for the month ahead, despite the fact it doesn't negate that the path is hard, that it's difficult, that you may be being held up or limited in some fashion. Absolutely, that's the reality of the moment. There's only so far that we can go. And COVID-19 is still a reality that we have to deal with. You know, we have so many things that are holding us back. But even within that, you know, it's that whole thing of you can always do something. So do the one thing that you can do, and it will lead to the next thing. It will
mm-hmm.
open up the next, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
That's okay if you're on a pullback, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing to ask yourself, too, with all these outer planets, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, all stationing direct in Capricorn, which connects to time, how we structure our life, what we commit to, who do we commit to. You know, every day when I've got, you know, I always have way more that I need to do than I can do. I never have enough time, it seems. And so I always tell myself so I don't feel bad about not being able to get to anything. You know, life is truly about choices. And what choice can you make today that's going to make the most difference in your life tomorrow, essentially? And with these retrogrades, what foundation do you want to lay down for yourself for your future, for this next chunk of time? I mean, Saturn takes 30 years to go all the way around the zodiac, and it's in Capricorn, and it is leaving Capricorn a week before Christmas, as it was in Aquarius. So it's really about preparing between even now and then for something that you're laying down, because I'm telling you, the world is going to be laying down something new too, right? So we got to be ready for that.
Oh, absolutely. And that last segment of Mars, which will be the middle of November through January, that is going to be a hit the ground running or a springboard time or a full steam ahead time.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do whatever you can now to remove whatever things are blocking your pathway right now, the things that you can, you know, to set yourself up to lay whatever groundwork you can do right now, whatever is possible for you, do that now. So by the time that full steam ahead comes, you've got a good foundation laid from which you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the 17th of September is a new moon, and it's a supermoon. And it's 25 degrees of Virgo, which is forming a nice trine to Saturn, which is still retrograde in Capricorn. Another pop up on the Virgo piece of it. Do what you can as you can. Get to work, you know, get it fixed, get it repaired, get it upgraded, whatever needs to be done.
Mm. Yeah. Mercury is, the sign of Libra, but it's still within a range of support to Venus and to the North Node. Mercury obviously rules Virgo, so we need to know where that is for the moon in order to understand that. But it is squaring Jupiter at that time.
It is squaring Jupiter at that time, yes. So, you know, this is a turning it around. Any retrograde cycle is that planet's relationship to the sun, right? And so we have Mars in retrograde for this month, and while it's in that phase, along with a Virgo archetype as well, too, it's for clearing the clutter, cleaning up what needs to be cleaned up, eliminating what needs to be eliminated. That's a new moon as well, too. Get rid of it. You know, don't hold on to it. Get rid of it. The sun-moon relationship to Saturn is saying exactly do that. If you clear your space, you clear your mind, you clear your heart, you clear your pathway forward, you'll be able to move at a lighter, freer level as we move it forward from here. So October into November and forward, we're going to be on an upswing of some kind.
Mm, yes, I like that. So how do you see, the sun and the moon are also squaring the nodal axis.
Yeah.
They're trining Saturn, which I love, because that gives you the discipline, the determination that you need to be
just with your time and how you're using your time, right? So,
well, you know, this new moon is exactly the position that Mercury is in on the full moon of September 1st, which is squaring the karmic axis, right? You know, so so we're taking it, and of course, you know, we're moving through, you know, there's a theme here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Theme here. That's a turning point piece, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I would say that because when I think of Mercury, especially in Virgo, it can be something where you're distracting yourself from things that aren't unnecessary. So, you know, whether it's even what you're worrying about or you're thinking about, and with all these things that you might be focusing on that, you know, are just not superfluous so much, but things so much taking your time and attention away, whether it's things to do around the house or what have you. And one thing that's important with the square to the nodes, especially during a full moon, is just to put first things first. I mean, what can you prioritize in your life that if you deal with that one thing, and it's usually the thing that we keep pushing down the list, and in an emotional thing really is what this is speaking to because it's squaring the nodal axis. You can address this right now. It can free up so much space for everything else. But we tend to fill our plate with things that are not allowing that to happen.
You know, absolutely. I want to say, too, like this new moon is about meeting the requirements, you know. And those requirements are, accepting the reality for what it is and doing what you can for yourself to make the inner shift. You know, that's the piece. You know, I may not be able to change what the circumstances that I'm involved in, but I can change how I'm relating to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, and that's where the whole goods lie, right? That's the whole piece of that. Mercury in square to Jupiter, it's about reevaluating in some kind of different way, right?
Well, I like that. And it's a bit like changing your orientation to it. You can't change what is, but if you change your perspective, your orientation to it, so it doesn't consume you, right?
Exactly.
Emotionally, I think that's the Uranus piece that Uranus is actually making some nice aspects here in the coming weeks. So a new way to move forward, a new way to look at things, and a new way to live within yourself, I think that frees you up is a good goal because it will change things outside of you directly when we can do that. All right, girl, I'm going to see you in a couple days. We're going to be doing a nice webinar in Virgo, people. So any of you who've got a lot of that energy in your chart or know people who do and want to learn more about this archetype, we will be with you shortly and available on YouTube. To access that later on. So we'll see you next month here, though, Rose, as we take on another month on our journey. And bless you for being here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. Okay.
Bless you all. Namaste.